This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
All right, good. So welcome back, a live shiur. So for the halacha slot tonight, if you've got a sheet, we're doing an interesting topic, Kriyas HaTorah, listening to Kriyas HaTorah, listening to the Torah reading. There's some interesting questions that I was thinking about recently, particularly the week after Yom Tov. For example, if you remember, the last day of Pesach here in Chutz La'aretz was on a Shabbos. But there were lots of yeshiva bachrim who were here, and they were going back to yeshiva, mostly in Eretz Yisrael, on the whenever, the Sunday, Monday, whatever. And because in Eretz Yisrael, on the Shabbos, it was no longer Pesach. So on the Shabbos for them, I think it was Achrimus, they leaned Achrimus, and for us it was regular Pesach. So the following week, if they're back in Israel, they're on their own parsha. So have you got a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah if you miss it? And just generally, Kriyas HaTorah, have you got to listen to every word? How important is it? If you come into shul late and you want to daven and they're about to start Kriyas HaTorah, should you stop and listen to Kriyas HaTorah and then daven afterwards? Or should you just daven and just ignore Kriyas HaTorah? Or let's say you're in Shmoneh Esrei. You're davening Shmoneh Esrei and whatever you daven, the longer Shmoneh Esrei or you're a bit late, and Kriyas HaTorah is beginning. Should you quickly finish off Shmoneh Esrei in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So all of these questions basically turn on a machlokas, a well-known machlokas, which is machlokas Rishonim, as to what is the chiyuv, what is the actual obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. And really what we'll see is that there are two schools of thought. One school of thought say that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hagavra, it's an obligation on every single individual. Others say it's a chovas hatzibur. And therefore, so long as you've got 10 people listening, you haven't got an obligation to listen. And therefore, a lot of these questions will turn on this machlokas. And the question is, who will be paskin like, etc. So let's just spend a bit of time exploring that. Take a look at the first box. If you're listening online, email me please at j.golka@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. So the first is the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Shibboleth HaLeket. So the Shibboleth HaLeket is a famous Rishon. Kosov b'Shibboleth HaLeket, Motzasi Kosov b'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. I saw in the writings of Rabbeinu Simcha, Ho'idna, Amai Nohug Likros, Ula'ayin B'Sfarim Bo'eid Shem Korim. How come there is a minhag, he says, quoting the Rabbeinu Simcha, nowadays, to learn, I see people learning during Kriyas HaTorah. They're not listening to Leining, they're looking into Sfarim. V'yesh Lo'ima, the Dafka L'Saper Osa. So you know what he says? What can't you do during Kriyas HaTorah? You can't talk, L'Saper. You shouldn't disturb other people. But to read quietly, that's actually okay. To learn quietly. Says the Shibboleth HaLeket, I don't understand that. How can you say that? There is a mitzvah on every person to hear Kriyas HaTorah, tichsiv, for ozne kol ha'am el sefer HaTorah. All the people's ears should turn to hear the sefer HaTorah. V'mikra b'sefer, and if you're learning, lo yuchul lehavin mashikurin, you can't understand what's going on. And therefore, hilkach nirad da'asa, and therefore it appears it's asa. So the Shibboleth HaLeket is one school of thought, which says that there is an obligation on every adult male to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramban, the Ran, and others say, no, the chiv is on the tzibur. He says this in Megillah at the beginning, Hashnuyim b'mishnosenu kulum chovas hatziburim. All of the above, one of them is Kriyas HaTorah, is the chiv on the tzibur. Ava Megillah k'shem shatzibur chayv, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayv. But Megillah is different. But Kriyas HaTorah is the chiv on the tzibur. What do we paskin? The Beis Yosef writes in box number 3, in halacha, the school of thought which says it's a chovas hatzibur, we can be somech on them, we can rely on them. However, the proper thing to do is that every individual should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch paskens, as expected, according to his works in the Beis Yosef, Kiven shehizchel akor likra sefer Torah, osa l'sapa afilu b'divrei Torah. It's very strict. Once Kriyas HaTorah begins, it is forbidden to talk, even in divrei Torah. V'yesh omrim, however, there is a different school of thought. Im yesh, sheim yesh som yud decisive, there are 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, then mutzel esapa b'divrei Torah. V'cholze, that doesn't apply to Parshas Zochar, Parshas Para, etc. V'hanoch, and he finishes off and he says, the correct thing to do is to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So what does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that you can rely on those opinions which say it's a Chovas HaTzibur, and therefore, there, so long as there are 10 people listening, you're okay. But it's proper for every single person to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Now, if that's the case, we've answered our questions. Does one have to listen to every word? What if you miss a few words? Teretz is that you don't have to go back. If I came late to Shul and Shabbos, I don't have to sort of find a later minion or get to Bal Kora to lane for me in his own time later on. Because so long as 10 people were listening, I'm okay. What about you came late to Shul and you came in the time of Kriyas HaTorah? So again, the halacha is you can go daven. So long as there are 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, then I'm okay. And so too, if I'm up to my private Shemoneh Esrei, I don't have to cut short in order to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. I can continue davening, no problem. If you turn over the page, the missing words is actually a machlokas, but we pass on, like I just said. Rav Moshe is very strict about it. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that really he passes that it's a chovas hayochid. You should, every obligation, every individual should listen to all the words, and every person has got an obligation to listen to Kol HaTorah Kula over the course of the year, and therefore, the only reason we don't do it if a person misses some words is tircha de tzibura. Imagine, you know, you sort of nipped out in the middle for whatever reason, and you miss a few words, or you doze, or you miss something. For you to hold up the Bal Kora and say, listen, can you just go back a bit? That's a tircha de tzibura. That's not fair on the whole tzibur. And therefore, otherwise, but he said if there was some sort of, imagine there was a hatsala call in the middle of laning, and 10 people, you know, were distracted. So he said those 10 people afterwards should get the Bal Kora to read the missing bits. But that's Rav Moshe's opinion. The Halicha Shlomo, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, if you look at the second box in paragraph 4, he says, Mitzvah kol ha-mispalim nishmel es Kriyas HaTorah, v'gam mi shehizbe m'nishmel teva achas, o yoyse m'kriyas HaTorah, chayv lishmel halav, v'yoyse b'kach yideichav, also v'ein olav chove lishmel Kriyas HaTorah acheres. He doesn't have to make up for it if he misses some words. Now, therefore that's, in practice, like I've written over here, when Kriyas HaTorah conflicts with Tfilah B'Tzibur, the davening takes priority, and therefore we rely on those poskim who say Kriyas HaTorah is a chiv on the Tzibur, not on the Yochid. Okay. And therefore, back to our Ben Chutz Laretz, our Yeshiva Bocha, who was here the last day of Pesach, technically speaking, he does not have to hear that parasha that he missed. Because wherever he happened to be, as long as there was a Tzibur listening to Kriyas HaTorah in that place, job done. It's not your responsibility. It's a chayv on the tzibur, not on the yochid. However, there are other poskim who are stricter, and that's why you do find there are some shuls that make a minyan for yeshiva bachrim. I think Munks had one, Hagas had one. So mincha time, right? So then Shabbos mincha, instead of laning just rishon up till sheni, they'll lane the whole sedra. But that's a strict opinion. That's being machmer. But mikadin they don't need to. All agree, however, that two things. Number one, you've got to have 10 men listening to Kriyas HaTorah.
Does that mean that one of them can't go then and double catch up? He's got to listen.
So you need 10 men. You don't have to be one of those 10.
If there were only 10 men.
Yeah, so then you've got to listen. Then you've got to be part of that 10. That's right. And but moreover, what the when you look and you research this topic, the big take home is that talking during laning is a big no-no. We'll do the Bir Halacha in a second, it's interesting to see it, but even talking Ben Gavra Le Gavra between the Aliyahs is very strict, and to, you know, even they were B'di'evah, they're matter learning during that time.
Davening?
Davening. I see, yeah, but not in between the laning. In between, and then listen, yeah, that makes sense. Let's do the Bir Halacha, we'll see.
This is
yeah, okay, so that's okay. So that's like learning that, so that would be okay. But certainly talking would not be acceptable. Look at this. Look at the Bir Halacha. It's very interesting. Bir Halacha, of course, was written by the Chofetz Chaim. He wrote the Mishneh Berurah. But on the page of the Mishneh Berurah, there's also the sections of Bir Halacha, which are sort of slightly longer pieces, more involved sometimes. Hine, kol ze hasif hu techacha megula. This whole sif, this whole paragraph, is a open rebuke. For those people, they sort of make themselves abandoned. They talk unnecessary talking during Kriyas HaTorah, in Ben Gavra LeGavra, if between the parshios, when the Sefer Torah is sosim, Shal Sefer sosim, the Sefer is closed, when they finish making the brachas, they close the Sefer Torah, then also l'sapem chaver, it's also to speak to your friends, and l'kam poskim also afidu b'divrei Torah, even to talk in divrei Torah, kama yigdal ho'iseh, how much greater the prohibition will be, be'eis shal Sefer posuach, when the Sefer is open during Kriyas HaTorah, shebizoyenhu, what a disgrace. When instead of putting his ear to listen to the word of Hashem, for God his sin is too great to bear. Now that expression, God is used once in Shulchan Aruch, and that's used about talking during Chazar Sashatz. It's a very strong lashon, but it's borrowed from the pasuk I think in Bereishis when Cain killed Hevel. He said, "Is my sin too great to bear?" So it's brought once in Shulchan Aruch, they're talking about Kriyas, but the Chofetz Chaim borrows it to extend it from talking during Chazaras HaShatz to talking during Leining. If a person walks out, you're not allowed to leave in the middle of Leining. You can't leave the shul, walk out in the middle of shul. Someone who leaves, it says about him, someone who abandons Hashem will sort of dissipate. He's standing in shul, and the Torah is being read, and he's not paying attention. It could be a tremendous chil Hashem, but Rabbim, kagoyin shom omed b'mizrach beis hakneses, sitting right at the front in shul. V'avona nira la'ayin le'ein kol. Sorry, and his sin is openly, you know, apparent to anyone who sees. V'yesh b'zeh chashash t'lo t'chalu. It's a chashash of chil Hashem, Hashem kodshi. Gam kama pa'omim ha'masi shalom u'rovim b'lashon hara. And who knows what talking is doing? Maybe it involves Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Miration that saved him from beginning to end of his conversation. Talking in a shul in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, it's even strict in the Beis HaMedrash, is very great. His tefillah becomes despicable. Happy is the person who gives Kavod HaTorah. So just to summarize, what is the obligation of listening to the Torah? Machlokas. Some say it's a chovas tzibur, some say it's a chovas yochid. Obligation on the individual, on the tzibur. What turns on this machlokas is, what do you have to listen to every word? What if you miss a few words? If you're davening Shmoneh Esrei and privately, do you have to stop, etc.? If you hold it's a chovas yochid, you've got to stop, you've got to listen. But we rely on the opinion which says it's a chovas tzibur, and so long as there are 10 men who are listening, then you're okay. And but yeah, you don't have to. But it's appropriate. It's right if you can to try and listen to every word wherever possible. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.